looking for hot beats.
What's going on? What's going on, man? Thank y'all guys for tuning in to Sanborn Phillips Anchor FM Radio. You know, man, listening to the world. Hey, it's your man Caleb Boy back on the radio in the FM sounds. So what's going on with y'all guys? Justice system is not the justice system for me or my people. When I say that, because you had the Klan way back in segregation in the days when they had the dogs turned loose, the water hose turned loose on my people. These people were never justified or being accountable for their actions. These people have always just been just dismembered and they scattered off and they hidden. In which they hidden, they hidden in the justice system. You know what I mean? They found a new way to try to suppress my people. And their new way of suppressing my people is now it's amongst the pen. It's amongst the system how to keep desegregating my people. You know what I mean? They're hidden in the justice system. They're hidden in the court system. They're hidden in the law systems. They're hidden everywhere. But now they're just so blatantly that they're everywhere and they're showing you who the people that are right now. And it's not amongst anger. It's not amongst fear. It's amongst capitalizing. Like, hey. We're no longer hiding either. Where you're demonizing my people, trying to instill fear in my people. Like, You want to kill my people in front of millions of people to try to instill fear or try to demonize my sisters or my brothers or my children, try to demonize and instill fear. They're like, hey, I take the strongest and I demonize them in front of my kids or my wife or my women or my children. There's no longer, these things are no longer acceptable because we're no longer waiting on a justice system anymore. And when I say that, we're no longer waiting on a justice system, we're starting to follow the old people home. We're starting to follow and hold old people captive for the actions right then and there. We're no longer trying to wait on the justice system because the justice system has failed us. The justice system is no longer built for us. The justice system doesn't represent us. The justice system is not a part of us. The justice system is not freedom for us. The justice system is not a part of us. While I'm saying this, take heed, take notes, and instill this in your kids, and instill this in your family members. Because we're no longer waiting on justice. We are justice. And we must upon take justice how it rise. When I say justice rise, we rise. We are our own people. We protect our own people. We have a say-so in our own people. We protect and we dignify our own people. And they always talk about, oh, what Black Lives Matters when we're killing our own people. We're not gonna entertain that because only time my people have an action for a reaction is because someone has done something to us. It's because someone have taken something from us. Therefore, we're taking action for us. Now, we're going to start taking these same very actions from a different minority for us. When you start killing us, we're going to start taking actions for us. When you start trying to dignify and taking actions from us, we're going to act upon us. That's what I'm trying to say, man. It's getting deeper and deeper where my people can't bear anything anymore. My people can't reap or compensate anything anymore. It's a point that we're going to start taking actions upon us, man. And if they don't get this by now and they're asking for a revolution, this is something they're not going to win. This is something they're not going to win. Understand that the words and the dignifications that are coming out of my mouth right now, they are not going to win. But what I tell y'all, man, hey, life is, it's a beautiful thing, man. And we're no longer going to be the hunted. We're gonna start being the hunter and no longer the prey. So once they get that magnitude,